other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ventura, who just kicked hind end when it came to the third season of Conspiracy Theory, is one of the investigative reporters. And now they're not going to air the eighth episode, the finale, the TSA, that when they do groundbreaking, totally proven stuff, persona non grata, it's not getting on air. It goes into a black hole. So, Ty, in 4 minutes we got left in this segment, tell people about Chertoff, where you confronted him, what happened. This is newsmaking.
Well, what happened with Chertoff, and I'll give Chertoff a lot of credit. He stood his ground. He answered the questions. He didn't shy away. He didn't, you know, do the usual, like, oh, I'm going to run away from the interview or anything like that. You know, he has his convictions and his beliefs, and I think that he truly believes in what he's talking about. He might be a true believer in that.
Yeah, the bank account that's getting bigger, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, that too. You know, but no, I he was speaking up in San Francisco, and we got up there with the cameras, and he sat and talked with me for about a good, you know, I'd say about a good 10 minutes about the TSA and about the security measures that we're taking. And it was a very good interview. And, you know, within the context of that interview, he fired back with his beliefs. I said, look, you know, what about, you know, the fact that really it is just security theater. And he, you know, all but admitted that, like, yes, in a way it is. We're presenting security in his mind, which was, you know, I believe what he was trying to frame it as is that, you know, the level of security, yeah, is it going to stop every terrorist? No, they can find holes in it, but really it's the appearance of it is what scares people away. But really, I think what he was saying essentially, or what I took from that was that really at the end of the day, it is just security theater. It's not really designed to be used to thwart terrorism.
It's designed to condition us to accept being slaves, and the government got the underwear bomber on the stinking plane.
Because it's like I said to him, it's like, well, what you know, okay, well, you have all these people in these huge lines, and you congregate us all together. There's 200 people waiting to go through these security lines. What prevents a terrorist from just walking into the line and setting a bomb off and killing just as many people as he would on the airplane? And his answer back to me was, well, that's up to the airports to figure out logistically and how to solve that.
All right, let's pass the buck. Let's expand. What other areas are covered? I know about the cancer and the scanners.
Yeah, we went into the cancer, you know, we went into the scanners and how you know, there's been cancer clusters and with TSA agents in Boston, things like that, that you know, they're trying to prove. I believe there may even be a court case about that. You know, bear with me, this is about a year ago now that we did that. But
No, they've proven it. It's just now they're trying to prove that it's the scanners that made it have the sevenfold increase.
Correct. And there's very real good research that says that more than likely is the possibility of it.
How does it feel to do all that work? I mean, that would have been a big nationwide interview. That would have made newspapers everywhere. Well, that would have been good work to warn people and to have it shoved into a black hole.
Well, I'll put it to you like this, Alex. Was there production reasons that weren't that had nothing to do with censorship involved? Yes. Do I think that, you know, Time Warner and True TV are a little hesitant given, you know, what happened with the police state episode? That probably played into it as well. I think that one of the things we learned in doing these shows is that when you talk about a conspiracy that's already happened, they're not as concerned. When you talk about conspiracies that could happen or are on the docket or are going to happen, that's when suddenly everyone gets really nervous.
Yeah, when you talk about the bank being robbed right now, that's what the bank robbers care about. They don't care if you talk about a bank robbery that happened 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Very well said. No, that's it. The FEMA can't take over.
I've noticed that trend with a lot of our shows, that you know, the shows that take place, you know, that we're dealing with something that happened in the past, not as big deal. Still controversial, not as big deal. When you deal with stuff that has yet to happen, that's suddenly when, you know, it's harder to get the interviews or you got to fight a little bit more to get things on the air and things like that. One of the things I'm hoping for is, and this is up to the fans, let True TV know you want these shows on DVD. You know, we got to get these shows out.
We're going to have you back up next week, and your dad's on. You're right. We need them all on DVD. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and we are challenging the globalists toe-to-toe, exposing their scientific tyranny, their eugenics takeover, their Agenda 21, New World Order program of despotism and forced collectivism so the ruling elite can play the part of gods in their breakaway civilization with the life extension technologies hoarded to themselves while carrying out the orderly extermination of the general population through soft kill weapons in our food, our water, the GMO, the vaccines, all of it. And the evidence is overwhelming. The epidemic of diabetes and cancer. No one asks why it's exploding. We know why. We are under chemical and biological and radiological attack by the same government, the same globalists that have been caught putting foster kids in X-ray ovens and frying them, nerve gassing our own troops. This isn't our government. This is criminal elements that have taken it over. They are the eugenicist, New World Order crowd. They're the people that created Hitler. Again, if you just joined us, I'm Alex Jones. We're going to open the phones up here for first-time callers yet again. We don't screen your calls. I just ask that you have a point. You're ready to make it on the election, on how bad you think the economy is going to get, on Obama. Are you happy? Are you upset about it? We had all these Obama supporters call in last week. Just open the phones up for them. A lot of people were chomping at the bit to counter them and talk about those calls. Where if you don't agree with Obama on anything, you're a racist. Well, I'd like to hear from people that wanted to respond. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, first off, I want to hit this story because I talked about this a little bit yesterday. It's an Infowars.com Paul Joseph Watson article. And again, I mentioned it, but I didn't get into it. It's such a big deal to just show how far we've gone, because the same thing's now happening in areas of Europe. This is the Agenda 21 system where under environmental rules, you're not allowed to have your own family farm, your kids aren't allowed to do chores, but mega corporations are all exempt from this. San Diego residents face 6 years in prison for washing their car. And if you want to show folks a document cam, I'll put it right over here for everybody to see that right there. San Diegans could face 6 years in prison and face $100,000 a day for washing their cars in the driveway or failing to pick up dog poop under new EPA-mandated environmental regulations related to water quality. And you've seen the Green Police ad that Audi ran, and then the mayor of San Francisco bragged that had been produced in San Francisco and that's what they were really going to do, and that's even the real uniforms. Listen, we already have the biggest prison population. They're going to take everything you got, okay? They're coming. You want to cross-species engineer, you want to dump toxic waste, you want to do whatever, you're fine if you're a big globalist corporation. But if you're an individual, if your kid drops a battery in the backyard and your neighbor sees it on accident, you're going to spend time in prison. Or they're going to take everything you got. Home inspections, bureaucrats, cops putting cameras in your yard without warrants. That's already happening. Police dogs coming in without warrants. Drones watching you. Warrantless wiretaps. The CIA director spied on by the FBI. Just wall-to-wall evil. Streetlights with microphones and cameras watching you. And it goes on here. Although residents of the city, and this is in the local newspapers, we have links to it where they report it with a straight face. Residents of the city are forced to drink toxic waste in their water supply in the form of sodium fluoride and hundreds of other chemicals they add. They make you pay for toxic waste from chemical plants, and they call it an additive and put it in there and forcibly medicate you. Measures imposed as a consequence of the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Water Act would turn the most mundane of activities into a criminal offense. Quote, California's latest experiment in faith-based policymaking is being unleashed today on the San Diego public. A regional water quality officials, not servants, began hearings on new regulations that seem crafted to turn most owners of cars, house, or dogs into criminals within a decade or so. We wish we were exaggerating, reports the North County Times. Under the draft rules, ordinary homeowners may face 6 years in prison and fines of $100,000 a day if they are deemed serial offenders of such new crimes as allowing sprinklers to hit the pavement, washing a car in the driveway, or conceivably failing to pick up dog poop promptly from their own backyards, let alone the sidewalk. And then they're putting these meters with RFID scanners on the trash cans in Miami and other areas. Same thing in England. Then they have citizen spies that get percentages of the money to come dig through your trash. The regulations will be enforced with the aid of 24-hour telephone snitch line with residents of San Diego, South Orange, and Southside Riverside counties can use a report on their neighbors for violating the new code. The new rules could even force firefighters to collect the water they use to douse burning buildings. Yeah, they're going to tie us up in such bureaucratic red tape that we just totally collapse while China, India, and 100-plus of the third-world countries are totally exempt. And we've got suicide nets around their factories and abortuaries inside where they force abort people that get pregnant. I mean, this is in the news. Mobile execution vans, you name it, in China. That's what we're competing against. And this is the system that they are bringing in. And again, they're just going to keep ratcheting it up. Government telling you can't pack lunches for your kids. Government saying they got cameras in the school bathrooms watching your kids. It's beyond 1984. And we just comply and comply and comply. They say, hey, dust. in a barn, $2,000 a day fines. I've seen, we got to dig these up and put them on. Some of them are on the internet from 96, 97 on my Access TV show, where old people would call me and say, I'm over here on West 37th, Roland Ellingson. They're giving me $2,000 a day fines this week because my grass was too high. I even went and mowed it, and they're still giving me more. And I went over there. He had 3-inch grass. He was in a gentrifying area with yuppie living around him who wanted his property, it turned out. And then a good police officer called me and said, here's two city council people's houses. They've got like 3-foot grass in the middle of the city. And I went over there and showed that, and they backed off. And I went and showed the health department with 2-foot grass. But the point is, $2,000 a day fines, it said weeds and other objectionable material. That's how they're now arresting people for gardens all over the country. They say, we find it objectionable. We are God. Well, now it isn't going to be $2,000 a day. My grandfather, my dad looked at it. I looked at it. I advised him to fight it. My grandfather just climbed over and did it. They had a drainage ditch behind their house, not on their property, with a government easement off the highway, and they started sending him $2,000 a day fines when he was 70-something years old, saying, you will clean out the brush that's flooded, even though it wasn't from his yard, or we'll keep fining you. Not a bill to clean it up, even though that was a fraud. He climbed over, worked on it, drug it out, had a heart attack, and then was in all screwed up for about 5 years till he died. But the point is, this is the scum of the bureaucrat code enforcer who will now put you in jail for 6 years, $100,000 fine. And you've heard about the SWAT teaming events for people that don't water their grass in areas of even like places like Idaho. This is it, folks. This is, see, you're being inducted into the criminal justice system. You're the food. And they're going to take everything you got, and they're going to have a little knick-knack excuse to do it. So I hope all of you that love the government, the same government that's done all these secret tests on people killing the population on record, I hope you enjoy what you get, because they're going to destroy our society, and no amount of new money will fund the counties and the cities. They tell the code enforcers, go raise money, you'll get your job. No amount of that. It's all taken offshore on purpose to destroy the economy. It's just quadrillions they just put in the bank of derivatives crud. Okay, the plan is to wreck us. And when they pass the carbon taxes and the VAT taxes and the rest of it in the name of austerity to keep the economy going this year, close quote, remember, it's designed to shut the economy down. So I hope you all enjoy that, those of you that love big government. Jay in England, where they're now arresting people for not throwing the proper I've seen $3,000 fines for putting cat litter in the wrong trash can. It's all about the religion. It's not going to just be recycling, folks. It's going to be, you're going to be taxed and harassed for everything you do and surveilled. The hell world is coming. Go ahead. This is the tyranny. Jay in England, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Alex. It's my first time call. I've just started getting to you about 3 weeks ago. And basically, what it is, basically, this Big Brother state, you know, is sort of getting out of hand. I mean, I live in Peterborough in England, and I went to town for the first time in 2 years last week, and now they've got microphones up on each side of the CCTV. I mean, how bad does it need to get before people finally sort of, you know, wake up? Do you know what I mean? It's getting ridiculous.
Well, I mean, just 6-7 years ago, they denied they were listening to your phones. Now they say, oh, we listened to all your phones in live time. And when you're walking around in England now, because I've been there, they just walk up, and I've talked to the Watsons that live there, and they just go, where are you going? We just want to know. And they harass people that look clean cut and hardworking. If you're hardcore thugs, they'll let you beat, you know, they're allowed to do whatever they want. This is a lawless criminal takeover where the criminals instinctively hate the fact that good people will stand in their way. So this is all the religious domination of the good. This is a religion of evil. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, it's the case. I mean, I work as a water treatment technician, so I meet people on a daily basis, and everybody's so sick and tired of it. But, you know, they say, you know, what can I do? What will I do?
Well, you've got to stop complying, and you've got to start exposing the bureaucrats. You've got to go after the bureaucrats on little things like their expense accounts and auditing them. And they're all crooks. So if you go investigate them, you're going to find out they're involved in crime. You've got to see them as the enemy, and you've got to discredit them. You've got to undermine them. You've got to demonize them. You've got to attack them legally and lawfully as your savage enemies, because they are yours. These are would-be Soviet takeover artists with a high-tech integration, okay? They are our mortal enemies. They are eugenicists, death cult, lovers of evil. I mean, I cannot come up with words. These are the most sickening, gibbering, vicious criminals you could ever imagine.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you'll see some of the amazing art that's in InfoWars magazine up there. And there's a image of a Reaper 308 that says, "The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, Second Amendment." And what you do is you click, you copy that, you email it out. That's the type of thing that goes viral. Just every little thing you do will help get the word out. Let's continue with your phone calls here. Derek in Utah, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how you doing?
Hey, good.
I love you, brother. Hey, just wanted to thank you, and I know you don't like to be thanked and stuff, and I just wanted to tell you that I understand your frustration trying to get things through people's heads. I'm a Mormon, didn't vote for Romney, heck, sure as heck didn't vote for Obama. Just want to tell everybody out there, a lot of people are aware of what's going on, we're all prepared. I got an evil well, I got evil chickens running around my backyard.
Oh, no. Oh, no. A manure has run off, even though it's always naturally been there. We're going to have to arrest you. You're not allowed to. Is there hay dust? You know, I mean, it's okay to put GMO pesticides in your food or fluoride in your water, but you can't have any runoff. We're going to have to shut you down.
Well, I just wanted you to know I'm getting a little meeting together here with Joel Scouts that's coming out. We're going to try to make some of these Mormons out here who are all Republicans try to aware of what's really going on.
Well, that's what's happening. We've all got to get meetings going. All of you have to be leaders in your area and get aggressive. Don't just count on Ron Paul or Alex Jones or others out there. This is make it or break it. We are in the middle of a scientific, creeping, corporate, authoritarian, bureaucratic, red tape-laced takeover. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Cupcake in Maryland. You're on the air, Cupcake.
Hey there, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, Cupcake.
I just want to let you know, if it weren't for you and InfoWars, I'd be a very sick woman. I was a former, Glenn Beck viewer and listener. Until I stumbled across, one of your, YouTube channels and found out that I'm not being told about GMOs. I'm not being told about the police state, the false flags and black ops, the mafia that is the pharmacy industry. Agenda 21.
But here's the good news. We're forcing him to cover it now. That's why he implied that I'm trying to cover it up. Because he has to tell more and more of the truth if we're here. I mean, we're all that stands in his way of a monopoly he sees as a business. And again, if you just joined us, I shouldn't have spent 30 minutes first hour going after Glenn Beck. He just called me a piece of garbage and all this stuff. And, you know, really went after me yesterday and implied I was trying to lie about him when I'm not. And it's just despicable. And look, I don't want to sit here and bash Glenn Beck. We got bigger fish to fry. Overall, he does better and better work, and we're keeping him honest. You know, look, you wouldn't hear any of these mainline talk show hosts talk about a New World Order just 5 years ago. Now they all have to talk about it. Why is that? Not just because of Alex Jones or Ron Paul, but because of you. Okay? I mean, look, and now the world government we talked about is being announced. So we were right, they were wrong. And so, of course, they're going to attack us. I mean, look, Glenn Beck said he was going blind from macular degeneration. Paul Watson and I wrote an article thinking maybe we could get him to realize that aspartame is known to cause that in major scientific studies. We wrote an article linking to the studies. We sent it to him. We sent it to Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge, who cared, put it up, I'm sure, thinking, oh, hey, here, I'll try to help Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck went on the show and made fun of us, made fun of InfoWars and made fun of it. So, I mean, it's just a creepiness. It's a creepiness factor, that, okay, go blind then, man. Knock yourself out. Cause I've seen him a few times I've tuned in, you know, with a Diet Coke up there. He's very proud of that. All I know is I'm going to warn that most of the sugar gum now has it and it's hurting our kids. You know, I'm going to talk about it and I wish he'd come out and warn people so we can help little kids that are getting hurt by this. I wish to heaven. Above that, I could have got Lance Armstrong to talk about why is cancer increasing instead of cancer cures. But he told me go where the sun doesn't shine, years ago, back when he still had power and had a chance to do good. It's just all part of this mean, hard world. Anything else you'd like to add, Cupcake?
Yeah, I would.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Stay there. We'll be right back to you. And a lot more on the news front. I need to get into this economic news, but we'll talk to Cupcake, Josh, Marco, Sarah, Brian, and others straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 295-5305.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Finish up with our caller we were just talking to, and I was intending to have Steve Shanken here to talk about the economy, but his plane got late. But he literally came in here 60 seconds before we went into this segment, so we're going to be able to have him here with us and also do an interview on the nightly news. It's always an honor to have him here because he has forecasted so much of what is now unfolding. Again, we were just talking to Cupcake. A lady calling in. I don't want to get into bashing Glenn Beck, okay? He comes out and calls me a piece of garbage and implies, because he put out fake Gen 21 ads, that I was trying to defame him when we posted a link to it in 30 minutes, one of my webmasters. We had it taken down 30 minutes in because I could tell it was satire, but he put it out there so people would be confused. Then he attacks me. That's not my issue with Glenn Beck, okay? My issue is that he sees it as we're in competition, and I'm not in competition with Glenn Beck, okay? This is not about Alex Jones being, you know, king of the hill. So I don't want to digress off into that. But, yes, 4 years ago, Glenn Beck would say that Ron Paul supporters are dangerous, and that's why they're getting the army ready to put them on the streets. I played the clip before, and I put a video together. he would say there's no New World Order. Now he says he's the king of it, and he's the guy exposing Agenda 21 and implies I'm trying to stop him or something. I mean, I'm in a basement. So I don't know what to say to any of this, and I didn't mean to get off into it, but the lady was just listing different facets, different reasons, different examples, different everything that feed into all of this and why it upset her when she first heard Glenn Beck, but then realized he wasn't telling her all the other issues that are going on. Like Beck will now talk about eugenics. I mean, I'm proud of the fact that I forced eugenics, along with my listeners, out to be a major issue now. But at the same time, then he never tells you the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the depopulation and the full story. He tells you the Democratic Party wants to do this. No, this is a global government takeover announced. Real fast, finish up, Cupcake.
Well, he is always talking about how to love your brother and how we need to help each other. And as your son, I heard your son yesterday, and it gave me goosebumps. And it makes me think, this is what it's all for. Matthew 7, judge not that you be not judged. But also, I just wanted to quickly say that I bought into the vaccine and the whole H1N1 back in 2009 and took the shots. I have been very sick ever since with autoimmune disorders that they can't identify. I've got rheumatoid arthritis all of a sudden, high blood pressure, atrial fibrillation. I've got emphysema. I've got all these illnesses. I was a healthy woman. And now
it's incredible. The insert says it does all that to you. And then they get on the news and say there's no side effects. That's what I want to cover. And that's what these neocon talk show hosts won't talk about. And that's what makes me so angry is it's not just you. You've gotten to live some life. They're doing this to little kids now with these vaccines and the GMO. And it makes me angry. And then to see a bunch of establishment types now trying to co-opt the movement that we've built over decades, people like Steve Shank, Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, countless others, is very frustrating. And Cupcake, you should go on YouTube. You should shoot videos, your testimony. Everybody damaged by these vaccines. Everybody damaged by Big Pharma. Our voices cannot be shut down. That's why they want to shut us down, is because we're so powerful. All of you have power. All of us together will defeat these people. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Boy, I tell you, Steve Shank is here. Of eFoodsDirect.com. I was super nervous, excited about getting you in here today because people have really loved the interviews you've done, and you've been very, very kind to come back in studio with us. And we'll have to do another interview after the show since your plane got delayed, but better. Well, you weren't late. You showed up 1 minute before, but it was still we weren't ready because we thought you were going to show up after. But so much going on with food. What an example where the preppers are bad, the media told us. But the new article out today by Paul Watson, I haven't even mentioned. Photo shows, we'll punch this up on screen for TV viewers, but it's in the featured news area of PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. If you go to Infowars.com, just punch it up on your computer in there. You can just do it on your computer in there, is what I was saying. You can punch up right there on the screen where FEMA had to get its food from the local churches and volunteer groups. And we all saw the sign last week where it openly said, that FEMA is closed in New York and New Jersey for bad weather. That was the sign. We're gonna show those on screen. But Steve Shank, I mean, it is just incredible what's going on.
Well, very simply, Alex, we've got a situation that you and I talked about the last time that we were here, and that is the fact that the government has made commitments to feed a tremendous number of people. Now, just recently, they came out with the numbers for the people on food stamps. Normally, this is brought out at the very beginning of the month. But oddly enough, we're not hearing about the people that are on food stamps, the increase of over 400,000 people, all coming up on a 500,000 people, in 1 month's time, going on food stamps. And then we find out that just in the last few days, people in Ohio, which, by the way, was a swing state, are being notified that their food stamps are being cut back by $50 a family. Now, you put this whole thing together. What we talked about before was food is the medium of power worldwide and nationwide. Now, if you'll remember the movie Lion King, what happened? The bad guy, you know, went out and he talked to the scavengers of the earth, basically, the hyenas, and he said, "Stick with me and you'll never be hungry again." Interesting thought, isn't it? Now, what we have is a lot of people who are unemployed, a lot of people who are not employable. We have a tremendous number of our population. Right now, about half of our population, one way or another, is needing help with their food. Now, all the commitments that are made to feed all of these people that are in the position of not providing anything to the economy is being made by the government, which has no food. We found that out in Katrina. We found that out way back in Edward. And we find it out now. They have no food. But yet they're committing that they are going to take care of everyone. Let's go back to Lion King. Stick with me and you'll never be hungry again. But what happened when all of the producers were forced, as the lionesses, if you remember the story, were forced over a period of time to constantly feed all of these others, then we had total starvation in that movie. What do you think is going to happen right now? We have the greatest depression that this country's ever seen. We have the greatest drought. Remember, we've talked time and time again, Alex, about the fact that worldwide, we've got the 7-year famine. This is the last year of it. Just before the election, we heard a whole lot about how people were being taken care of. You talked about how everyone was being given cell phones at the expense of the people that were paying for their cell phones. We've got all of this stuff. Now, I want you to jump with me to the colors. By colors, I mean, what party is represented by red? What party is represented by blue? Okay. Right now, the conservatives are represented by red. The liberals are represented by blue. Remember the movie Matrix. If you took the red pill, you understood what was going on. If you took the blue pill, all is well in Zion. So what's happening is we have in this country a reversal polarity is on those colors. Now, I know this sounds like I'm rambling.
No, I'm riveted. What are you talking about?
Very, very interesting.
Come take over the show.
You see, what happens is in every other country, the radical liberals are represented by red. Okay? And the conservative, let's take care of our own bases and take care of ourselves and be responsible, is represented by blue. It's been reversed in this country. And it's been reversed just in the last 10 years. And so what we're having here is we've got the movie Matrix, and I believe that if you look at Lion King, if you look at the story behind Lion King, you have a foreshadowing and a prediction of exactly what's happening here. And what happened after the bad guy, the bad lion, you know, said to all the hyenas, "Hey, stick with me and we'll take care of you." And then they forced the workers, the lionesses, to go out and hunt for everybody. And pretty soon, the land was the land desolation. This is what we are seeing before our very eyes. And we even have the colors representing the opposite of what they should.
Well, expanding on that, that's because the Lion King obviously is basing on what other governments have done, what socialists and communists have done. Mao did it. Lenin did it. Stalin did it. Fidel Castro did it. Chavez is doing it. Every time they do this, it doesn't matter if the poor are actually getting poorer. They like misery. Misery likes company. And it is about a wrecking and a pulling down. And once people get dependent, it's over. They don't know how to do anything but mill around and not even know how to tie their shoelaces. And then they hate those of us that have energy and will actually work.
Well, then the interesting thing that you're dealing with is while people are hungry, if people are hungry, they can no longer listen to the wisdom of the ages. They can no longer think. They can no longer have feelings, and they can no longer rebel. Basically, starvation is always has been, is now, and forever will be used. And you see, what we're seeing with the promotion of, do you remember, we talked the last time you and I were together. We talked about the fact that they were actually advertising for people to get on food stamps. They had this little old lady that said, well, can I get food stamps if I have a job? Can I get food stamps if I have a car? Can I have food stamps if I have a home? And the answer was, oh, yes.
And what it really is a government card that gets you your food, getting you ready for a government card, cashless society, and it's all admitted while the police state goes in, while they shut down the family farms, while they put in Agenda 21 to shut down the rural areas. This is exactly how the Soviets took over Poland and Ukraine.
Well, I guess maybe, my daddy used to say, sometimes for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, the handwriting is on the wall. But if you don't have to be politically aware. Now, you see, what you've been doing for your entire career, the thing that people like about you and the reason that you come under attack, another thing that I've learned a long time ago, I've got you by a couple of years, just a couple.
Yeah.
But anyway, I learned a long time ago that if you ain't getting kicked in the butt, you ain't out ahead of anybody. But what you've been doing is you've been raising the voice of warning. You literally have been the voice screaming in the wilderness for people to listen. But one of the things that we were talking about just this last conversation we had is you can warn people, but you can't feed them. That's why what we're doing right now, trying to get the message out, this last little 60-second spot that you cut is absolutely phenomenal because it puts it right where it is. It's telling people why you're doing what you're doing. Now, you can't convince people to take care of themselves, but you can warn them, but you can't feed them.
Well, that's the issue. I'm digging in. I've got the storable food, not because I'm a coward, but because I want to provide for my family. People don't understand. This is a diabolical takeover. I said as soon as Obama gets in, they're going to drop the economy. He was just giving a speech. Today, they're promoting carbon taxes. It's in Forbes. It's in Reuters. EPA's insanely ambitious agenda. If Obama's reelected, carbon taxes to fund the derivatives that's the banker's debt. They want to shut this country down.
Well, very simply, if you remember way back before the first election, the speeches that were made indicated that we were not going to be able to run a coal-fired electric plant in this country because they would tax it out of existence.
He said, I will bankrupt you.
That's right.
I will bankrupt 51% of our power. I mean, he said that.
Okay. Now, if you want to...
What do all these idiots think is going to happen when they shut them all down? The power prices are already exploding. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But listen, you like to come on the air to talk, and some of those videos we've done on the Nightly News are so popular. You're one of our big sponsors because I researched and found the best horrible foods company, the best prices. There's a lot of talk out there, folks. E-Foods is the place. Good, healthy, clean, quality food without all the additives and garbage. But every time I get you here, you never even want to plug eFoodsDirect.com and the specials at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. But I'm going
to
plug them.
I don't have to.
No, you can barely make enough food. Yeah.
This is not the job that you and I have.
It's to warn people.
somehow or another, we have to hit these folks over the head with a 2x4 to get them to realize we had Edward. They had to go out and get 70,000 MREs from a Army Navy supply store. We had Katrina. People didn't get fed for a long period of time. There is no food. I told you about the experience that I had when I was on my radio show, where we had people call in and they actually took trucks down to the area that were empty. And they scavenged food from the school lunchrooms and freezers to feed the people.
Look, FEMA can't even take care of people, and FEMA's got to go to the churches to get food.
There you go.
I mean, this is unbelievable what they've turned us into.
Well, but what if you want to take if you want an example of exactly how things are going, look at food stamps. Before the election, we advertised to get as many people on food stamps as possible, get as many people dependent, and get all those voters that are marginal in terms of being below the poverty line.
No, they want you in poverty. They want you in the system. The answer is, folks, and they've said this during a total collapse, they're going to tell you, turn your guns in for food. That's the plan, and you know, if you have your own food, you want to stay on the bread line, as you've said many, many times, eatfoodsdirect.com. Steve Shank, I want to come back and ask you, because you've been a man who's really seen this coming like nobody else from so far away, where it's going next.
You ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now. It gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain, or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs.
By the way, Steve Shank wasn't going to be on the nightly news tonight, but I've got to go over and interview you because you've got a bunch of breaking news about food consolidation. I remember you like 5 years ago saying all this was coming because you're, you know, one of the biggest manufacturers out there, or the biggest. I guess now these mega conglomerates are forming. But we got 28 million conservatively people unemployed, 48 million on food stamps and growing and growing. QE3 devaluing the dollar. Nearly half the country is on some sort of food subsidy. 220,000 people fall below the poverty line every day. 48 million Americans on food stamps. Millions of American children are growing to bed hungry every night. I mean, this. How did America turn into this? Well, we got a big government, and it made a bunch of dependent people. And now it is all going to accelerate. How bad do you think it's going to get, Steve?
I don't know. I think it's going to get very interesting. But you asked before the break where I think this was going. And let me answer by this. I'm not going to tell you where I think it's going to go. I just want every one of your listeners to go and watch the movie Lion King. Because at the point where Scar got his power and took over by asking the hyenas, the non-producers, to support him, at that point where they forced the lionesses to go out and hunt and provide for everybody, the producers had to produce for the non-producers, if you look at what happened, the pride land dried up. There was pure depression. Everyone was starving.
And by the way, what happened to the economy right after Obama got reelected?
Well, all I can do is draw the parallels. Promoting food stamps and dependency before, taking it away after, forcing those who work to provide for those who maybe don't, and provide for the giveaway, and promising sustenance when you don't have it, when the government tells people that they are going to take care of them. When has it ever happened that people actually came in need? When Katrina came, when, you know, the storms out east came, when have they ever been able to make full on their promises? But yet people continue to say, I will be dependent to be taken care of.
Well, look at Michael Moore.
I understand.
I mean, he said, thank God for the storm, because the government, now people need the government, and the government can't deliver. I'm sorry, say your point.
Well, that's true. But you see,
the only answer,
if it is to be, it's up to me. We have to turn back into Americans. We have to say, I am dependent on no one but me. I am going to decide that I am the one that is going to take care of my own being. And until people realize that no one can do anything for you, it can't happen. Until they realize that the most basic dependency they have is food, and until they listen to your warning that says, guys, food is the international medium of power. It's the means by which every other country has gathered the guns. Every other country has put people into bondage. Every other, from the ancient Israelites in Egypt right down to China.
The Israelites went into bondage because of the food.
Yeah, how long were they there?
A long time.
400 years. Interesting thought, isn't it? How long you want to be? Listen, did you see the map of all the red states versus the teeny little blue states? All of the people that are thinking true American, it's unbelievable.
And it didn't mean they knew Romney wasn't good, but they understood, at least he said, that people working was important. It's everybody producing. We're the enemy, we're the bad guys, we're the terrorists.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.